You know, our most common basketball injuries start with the ankle sprain.
Sure.
A lot of lateral movement in basketball, and a lot of times with weak ankles, poor balance, improper footwear, they roll that ankle.
Yeah, probably quite common and quite regularly. Now, you work with a lot of the kids that play on a regular basis. They have some conditioning and things like that and training, and they're practicing. But what about those of us that maybe don't have that and just go out and like to do a pickup game or something like that? What are some of the things to keep in mind?
Well, excuse me, proper warm-up is a big thing. And keeping up with some training, you know, if you're just going to go pick up a basketball once in a while and run up and down the floor, you might want to think about doing a little running prior. Make a dynamic warm-up is good, and also making sure you have good footwear.
And the other thing is that you can't just say that if you're going to go out there and do it, you can probably pretty much say something's going to go wrong, especially if you don't have that good footwear. What are things to keep in mind with that?
So you want to make sure you have the right type of shoe. A basketball shoe is going to be your best option. Also, ankle braces if you notoriously have weak ankles. If you're able to get, I mean, the kids, obviously, we can brace and tape their ankle.
Now, you talk about ankle sprains is the most common. What are some of the other injuries with basketball?
Our knee injuries, the ACL, is the most common knee injury that we see. Jammed fingers.
I remember those from my days of playing in high school and in early college pickup games and stuff like that, that if you just catch the ball or it comes in the wrong way. What are some of the things then that you can do, either not so much to prevent, but then to help recover from these?
Rice, the rest, elevation, ice, and compression is going to be your best thing directly after an injury. If you can't get in to see a medical professional right away.
Now, we talk with you a lot about physical therapy and how that will help. But I guess before we get to that, I want to ask you that in terms of preparing for maybe preventative things, what are some key things to keep in mind?
Well, our kids all do a training program usually in the off season, and then they keep up with some strength and conditioning during the season, which is a big help.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Pam Dost, who's athletic trainer with the Ishpeming Clinic for Active Physical Therapy. She covers Negaunee sports, talking about basketball injuries. You know, Pam, we're talking here before we just took a little break that the injuries in basketball, I mean, you know, the basketball is not a sport that is based on a lot of protective wear. I mean, maybe eyes and some good ankles and kind of tightened up, but you know, it's not really a highly padded sport. So you probably see quite a few injuries that'll happen, right?
Yep. We see a lot of facial lacerations from elbows, you know, concussions from hard falls and
because you're on a hardwood floor too.
Yep.
So you can have that. Now, you can prepare for these, like you were mentioning, getting ankles taped or braces, things like that, protective eyewear, that sort of thing will help. But like I said, being a sport that isn't really based on that, you probably want to work with the kids in particular to get them in that mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be ready for it.
We do a lot of strength training with them, but a lot of times core strength is a big thing for all body injuries. So keeping a strong core is very important.
So there's an injury, let's say, whether it's one of the kids you're working with or someone that's, it's a grown-up that's doing pickup ball or something like that. Where does physical therapy come in?
So the physical therapy is going to come after the injury. You've seen your doctor. You've got an ankle sprain, let's say, and he sends you to therapy. We're going to work on your strength, your range of motion, and your balance to help you get back on the floor quicker.
Yeah, that'll help with that faster recovery and get
yes.
things more mobile.
Yeah.
I guess if people want to find out more maybe about what you guys can do at Active, or do you have any tips or anything like that, what's a good way to find out?
Our website is stayactiveup.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, actually.
Well, I hope you're not terribly busy this season as we're getting into sports, especially with Negaunee sports as we cover it here on Sunny. But we appreciate you taking a couple of moments of your time to give us an update on basketball injuries.
Thanks, Walt.